According to historians, between the 1890s and the 1930s, communities across Arkansas put up at least 30 Confederate monuments. In his book, Something So Dim It Must Be Holy, Charles Russell Logan writes, citizens and ancestors of the former Confederate states raise more monuments to a defeat than any other civilization in history, which is why Civil War monuments outnumber those to all other notable events in American history. The Confederate soldier statue that stands on the Bentonville Square was built during this era, and since the events in Charlottesville, it is the center of debate and dueling petitions, one to keep it, the other to move it. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with a historian about how the monument in Bentonville came to be.
A fountain surrounds the Confederate soldier in the Bentonville Square. The butt of his rifle is on the ground, and his hands are resting across the barrel. He's got a blanket roll draped over one shoulder and a pouch hanging off the other. And some say the granite soldier should go somewhere else.
Hey, we wanted to drop off the petitions that were signed to relocate the statue.
Oh, okay. Now, did you also do it at the county offices? Because they're the ones that...
Three members of a group called Ozark Indivisible delivered a petition to the Bentonville mayor's office Friday. They collected signatures for the petition during a peaceful rally around the Confederate monument the day after the violence that broke out in Charlottesville, Virginia.
We just wanted to come in and let them know that there are local people that are concerned about the inclusive message not being sent by the statue and what we can do to better present a message of inclusion in Bentonville.
That's Kendra. Like the other members of Ozark Indivisible who spoke with us, she doesn't want us using her last name because she and the others have received threats for starting a petition to remove the statue. Kimberly, who is another member of the group, has lived in Benton County for 20 years. She says she can understand why people would like to see the statue stay.
You know, this statue has been here since I was a kid. That's what I remember coming to downtown Bentonville. It's been a stay amidst all the change that has grown around the square, you know, with all the development that's come through. And I think that's just been the one constant for people. And they, you know, they're holding on to that versus the actual history and what the symbolism of the statue means.
The soldier stands on a granite base. The word Confederate is engraved on all four sides. It's accompanied by the phrases, to the Southern soldier, they fought for home and fatherland. Their names are borne on honor's shield. Their record is with God. The monument was put up in 1908 by the James H. Berry chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. According to historian J. Dixon Black, the dedication ceremony featured a parade with a float of 14 girls representing each of the seceded states, and Dixie was played during the unveiling. The Daughters of the Confederacy maintained the monument until 1996. A court order shows that's the year the chapter disbanded and responsibility for maintenance shifted to the city of Bentonville. But the court order also indicates the land where the monument sits is owned by Benton County. Octavio Sanchez is a Bentonville City Council member. Ultimately, should the debate about the statue be taken up by a local governing body, he may not be involved in the decision because it may not be up to the City Council. But Sanchez says he's made it a point to go out to the square to talk to residents about where they stand on the matter.
This lunch hour, I spent perhaps an hour or so going around the downtown square looking for opinions from people.
Sanchez says he has his own opinion about the Confederate statue, but that's not how he makes his decisions.
Because one thing that I promised during my campaigns has been that that I am the representative of the people. And as of now, the majority of the people have told me that the statue is there to stay.
Sanchez says he'd back a compromise, keep the statue and add a separate monument commemorating the Union side of the Civil War.
You have to remember that this town, at the time of the war, it was seriously on the Confederate side. However, the statue does not only represent the soldier of the Confederacy. It also represents James Berry, who was a governor, the 14th governor of the state of Arkansas. That indicates clearly that the man was popular, that his ideas were popular at the time.
Historian Rebecca Howard's research appears to contradict both of the points made by Sanchez. Howard is an assistant professor of history at Lone Star College, Montgomery, in Texas. Howard also grew up in Bentonville, and part of her doctorate dissertation focused on the soldier in the square. She says her research started with a family ancestor who had fought in the Confederate Army for 1 year before switching sides.
In digging into his story, he was adamantly a Unionist, passionately, when he switched sides, and spent the rest of his life very proud of the fact that he had come to the right on that.
Howard says that led her to testimonies from other men who fought on both sides of the war, and their accounts painted a much more complicated picture.
And I found that that was a common story for every county in Northwest Arkansas, Benton County, Washington County, Carroll County, and Madison, that it was difficult for people to come to a decision. In Benton County, there was a circular passed around as they were voting on delegates for secession that suggested, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that the Capitol should be moved up to Bentonville, because those hotheads down in Little Rock who owned slaves and were super rich were going to vote for secession and get everybody killed.
But Howard says none of that explained why there was a Confederate statue in Bentonville.
If the community, if the counties were so divided in Northwest Arkansas, why is there this lone Confederate monument? There's no monuments to Union soldiers.
She says the key is in the date. The Civil War ended in 1865. The statue in the square was put up more than 40 years later. According to Howard, after the war, African Americans in the South had had about 25 years of equal political rights. They participated in elections and ran as candidates.
This wasn't that it went from slavery to segregation immediately.
Segregation came in the 1890s as Arkansas started passing Jim Crow laws that segregated schools, public facilities, and transportation.
A lot of those Union men, whether they were native-born and, you know, or were in Arkansas in 1860 and chose the Union, or if they came from the North after the war, a lot of those Union men fought back against this growing power of former Confederates and their sons in the form of the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party was running very distinctly as the party of white supremacy. And that's not a distinction that historians put on them in hindsight and say, oh, their goals were white supremacists. You will see it as a campaign slogan. We are the party of white supremacy.
And as the Democratic Party gained more control in Arkansas, Howard says something else started happening.
This is also when you start to see the rise of some of these monuments to Confederate soldiers alone in Arkansas. And these were controversial at the time.
She pointed to a speech in 1891 at the Fayetteville National Cemetery during a Memorial Day celebration organized by Union veterans. It was given by Judge John McClure of Little Rock, who had been an officer of an African-American unit during the war.
He was, in this speech, just in some places very upset about the idea of Confederates getting monuments in public spaces. And he even addresses the argument that we're hearing a lot now, which is we can honor their service separate from their cause. If they were honorable in their service, then that's okay. We don't have to address whether or not their cause was honorable. And he calls that out very distinctly. He says that that's impossible to do. He also gets pretty harsh. The parallel that he draws, he said something along the lines of, well, I'm sure that those Roman soldiers that crucified Christ served honorably, but we don't put up monuments for them.
But as Arkansas headed into a new century, Howard says many Union vets, like McClure, were either very old or dead.
There's no real counterweight to this new kind of fad of putting up Confederate monuments to really emphasize the fact that, you know, Democrats have finally taken over. They're instituting this system of white supremacy across the South and the iconography that goes with it in terms of those Confederate monuments. But the final piece that I think lets that monument be put up in Bentonville is the fact that the population of Northwest Arkansas has also changed.
Howard says Bentonville was virtually wiped out during the war, and in the decades that followed, many of the Unionist families in Northwest Arkansas, who were of modest financial means, moved west to seek better opportunities elsewhere.
And so having people in Bentonville who were from Bentonville in the 1860s who remember how brutal the war was, how divided the community was, those people aren't really active or visible by 1908.
Howard says there was also a change in the population of former Confederates in the area.
I've looked at the membership paperwork for members of the Fayetteville chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. It's also a defunct chapter. Over half of those women in the 1890s and into the early 20th century are claiming as their ancestor a man who served in Georgia or Alabama or Mississippi. Very few of them are claiming a man who served in Arkansas.
She says both of those factors eventually created enough support in the Bentonville community to put up a Confederate statue.
You don't have something like that in Fayetteville because the Unionists, the influential Unionists in Fayetteville, would have fought back against it.
Now let's come back to James Berry. To be clear, the soldier in the square is not him. In fact, that statue can be found on display in other parts of the South. That's because during the monument building boom, companies started to manufacture generic Confederate monuments to sell to organizations like the United Daughters of the Confederacy in Bentonville. Records show the monument cost $2,500. A.J. Bates gave $1,000. Berry contributed the rest. There is a plaque on the monument thanking Berry for his service in the war as governor and as U.S. senator, but it was added to the monument 6 years later in 1914, after Berry had died. Here's Rebecca Howard again.
I think it puts a veneer of respectability over the monument that maybe it doesn't deserve.
The members of Ozark Indivisible say they want to continue the conversation about the Confederate soldier. But unlike Alderman Octavio Sanchez, they don't feel there's any room for it in the downtown square.
We would like to have the citizens of Bentonville involved in that conversation of what we could put there and what would be representative.
And Benton County and all of the Northwest Arkansas. This is an arts community now. There are so many talented local artists that could surely find ideas to put there in its place.
Meanwhile, Sanchez points to himself as evidence of the inclusive nature of Bentonville. He says he moved from Mexico in 1997 and now sits on the city council.
So the statue is a very complex situation, and as I said, yes, it is more guided for the side that lost the war. But at the same time, the statue is not excluding anybody. The war happened in 1861 and 65, but the conditions today are totally changed.
As for historian Rebecca Howard, she says present-day communities need to address why white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan gravitate to these monuments.
Communities have the right to decide what they honor in their public square. They always have, just like the community did in 1908. Have the right to decide what they put up. The community now has a right to decide what remains.
For now, it's unclear whether the city of Bentonville or Benton County have any plans to address the debate. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Another Bentonville City Council member, Tom Hone, sent us a statement. In the statement, he writes he believes the monument is better suited for a place where its full context is better represented, and that while James Berry has a long record of public service, the inscriptions on the pedestal of the statue do not represent that part of his life. Governor Asa Hutchinson has come out against removing Arkansas's Confederate monuments, and it's not just those who would like to see the Bentonville statue gone that have rallied around it. This past weekend, a group called the Sons of the Southern Cross also gathered around the monument, prompting authorities to close the streets around the square. This is Gene Page with the Bentonville Police Department.
Sure, based on the national narrative with the things that are going on across the U.S., we were kind of started preparing early on this. So when we knew that this was coming about, that's when we started coordinating with Benton County, state police, and other agencies, just made sure we had the right resources in place. Obviously, what happened in Charlottesville, we want to try to avoid that.
Gene Page says the police department is in communication with the Benton County Sheriff's Office regarding activities on the square.
throughout this week, they are going to have continual active patrol on the square. And then, of course, we can support them when they need that. We'll reevaluate at the end of the week and just see if anything's changed or, you know, if we need to step things up or reduce from there.
Page does encourage people who plan to have a large group gather at the monument, contact the Bentonville Police so the department is aware and can provide assistance if necessary.